Hey, babe, you're gonna be a dad.
And you're gonna be a mom.
What?
Hi, guys, I'm Angela Lanter.
And I'm Matt Lanter.
So my husband, Matt, you might recognize him from your TV screen. He's an actor.
Yeah, and my smoking hot wife sitting next to me, you might recognize her off your computer screen. She's a blogger.
Come along and experience this journey with us as we prepare to have our first kid.
Yeah, to the dudes out there, this is scary stuff. Unprecedented territory. I need your support.
And the moms. I mean, there's so much going on with our bodies and we're experiencing so many crazy things. So I'm going to tell you like it is.
That's true. Well, we originally didn't even intend to release this podcast. We just wanted to look back at it and have it as sort of like an audio yearbook. But the more we thought about it, we thought, why not share this with the world?
Hopefully y'all can learn with us.
Laugh with us.
Or maybe reminisce about your own pregnancy. Either way, sit back, relax, and join us on Hello Bump.
Okay, hello, hello. Welcome back to Hello Bump. I'm your co-host, Matt Lanter.
And I'm your other co-host, Angela Lanter.
Who's my wife.
So you're my husband?
And my baby's mama.
This is episode 13, week 18 of pregnancy. We are cooking that little Lanter. 18 weeks now.
Here we go. Well, welcome back, guys. Welcome back, Angela.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Has it been a long time since you've seen me, or?
It's been all of 2 minutes.
So, it's week, we're summarizing week 18 today on the podcast, which we are fully in the second trimester now. We're back home in LA, and we got a lot to talk about.
We'll get to talking then.
All right. So this week, on day number 2 of week 18, you finally got to feel a little Lanter kick.
For the first time ever, I feel included because Angela has been able to feel this thing now for, a few weeks?
This thing? Your daughter?
Yeah, this thing. You've been able to feel her kicking around for... A couple of weeks, right?
16 weeks, didn't I? Wasn't it right at 16 weeks?
Yeah, I don't
like the day after I hit 16 weeks, I felt her move.
Something like that. It was so frustrating because you could feel her and you kept trying to get me to feel her. Mm-hmm. And kept putting my hand on your belly and I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah. And I would get frustrated because literally she would stop the second that your hand touched my stomach and it made no sense why. So how would you describe the feel of feeling her kick for the first time?
It's so subtle. I would maybe describe it as, honestly, it really just feels like as if I could feel gurgling in your stomach or something, or like gas rolling around or something. Like, it's so subtle that you barely have to feel it, and you really have to concentrate to feel it, on my end at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can feel it a little bit better with my fingers as opposed to like my palm. But yeah, it's very, very subtle.
I feel like we have a very disobedient daughter at this point.
Every time I put my hand, she stops.
Every time I'm like, hey, feel, like she's going crazy right now. Feel. You put your hand there, she literally stops everything. It's as if she knows that you're coming and she's just not going to, she's not going to cooperate. She's going to do her own thing and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, she's just purposely disobeying already. Right. We're going to have a bad daughter on our hands.
So she's basically your kid.
She's your kid,
she's
that's for
your
sure.
Your kid that won't listen to a dang thing I say. With the baby movements has come increased appetite, I guess.
You've been eating double meals.
I think I talked about that last week, but this week in particular, I think we made a cauliflower pizza one night. When I say cauliflower pizza, I mean like one of those Trader Joe's frozen cauliflower pizza crusts, which I actually really like them and it's super healthy. It's a great way to get a pizza without the carbs. But literally, as soon as we were done eating, I was starving again, and you had to take me to Carl's Jr.
Yeah, but I will say, those cauliflower pizzas, there's barely anything to them. It's the stupid cauliflower crust is so thin.
Yeah, that's
true. It's like literally the thickness of cardboard.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know my appetite. That's so not me.
So, you don't eat much.
No, I eat very little at one time. Like my idea of dessert is a bite of something and then I hand it off to you.
Which is so frustrating on so many levels.
You should love it because you get you get my dessert every single time.
No, I don't love that. First of all, it's frustrating that you think one bite is dessert. Like, I wish I had that mechanism in my stomach or my brain to tell me to not eat an entire half a gallon of ice cream, but I don't. I could eat the whole thing.
Sorry.
Second level of that is that I don't want dessert, but you order it and I end up eating it.
I think that I can feel subconsciously that you do want dessert, and so I order it. I have my couple of bites, and then you get it.
I guess.
I think I'm doing it for you.
Anyway, so
we're just being a good wife.
So we ran over to Carl's Jr., which is Hardee's. If you guys don't have Carl's Jr., if you do, it's Carl's Jr.
In Ohio is Hardee's.
But they're the same thing.
I think so.
So we ran over there immediately after our dinner and had to get Angela another dinner, and you scarfed that sucker down.
I did.
So yeah, we've gone into that phase officially now.
Yeah, but that was only one night. Just one night. Wednesday, we saw our doctor. I didn't even know that you needed to go for an 18-week appointment. We just went in to have one blood test, and that was it. Nothing more. And she sat down with us and just went over all of the symptoms, because we hadn't seen her since before we went to Florida. So it had been a solid, 3 weeks since we'd seen her. I talked to her about my headaches, and honestly, my headaches had really stopped. And then I had one yesterday. The one thing that the doctor did prescribe to possibly help my headaches, possibly help just overall, is to start swimming, which we have a pool, so that's great for us, but I'm not the strongest swimmer.
Well, first of all, our pool isn't really a lap pool. It's more of like just a nice, it's good size, but it's like a dipping pool, not a lap pool. So it's kind of hard to...
Well, isn't it like 6 feet?
Yeah, but I mean like distance wise. But either way, you're not the strongest swimmer, but you don't really have to be, because like you said, it's 6 feet at the deepest end. So me and I tried to get her in there in the pool and start swimming around just because they say it's like really good to be in there and not have the gravity pulling your muscles and ligaments, but also to get in there and stretch around and move around. And they just say it's one of the best exercises for women. I've been hounding Angela.
Ugh.
To exercise.
Pounding is like putting it lightly, people.
Because you're literally not doing anything.
You have been riding my butt.
And you're still not doing anything. Ugh. Anything. Let's be honest. Angela's not really a worker outer or an exerciser at all. I go to the gym by myself.
In spurts. I have, in the course of our relationship and in our marriage, I have gotten on exercise spurts. And then once I get into it, I get you going too. But then we always fall off. I've not been in the emotional or physical place in my body or mind to actually work out. Now that I'm feeling better in the second trimester, I really don't have any excuses.
What week is this right now? What week were we talking about?
We're in week 18.
Week 18. What week were you in second trimester and feeling better? 13. 13.
14.
14 officially for the doctors. 13 when we said you were feeling better in week and second trimester.
Two of those weeks we were on vacation.
Did you do any exercises there?
No, because we were on vacation.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and you hurt yourself. So a lot of good that did.
What's that have to do with anything? That didn't even have anything to do with...
You worked out like twice because you injured yourself.
I ran. I worked out. Bottom line is it's been 5 weeks since you've been feeling better and you've not worked out at all. And guys, I'm not saying this before anyone starts about her looking a certain way. It's not about her looking. It's about keeping her healthy and in turn, keeping the baby healthy. The healthier that you are, the more you work out, the more you do yoga, the more you get your heart rate up a little bit, obviously not too much, but a little bit, you're going to have an easier time during the birth and during the later months when your belly is bigger and all this kind of stuff. It's all around. It's better for you to be working
out.
Listen,
you're preaching to the choir. I know all of these things.
Well.
It's just that.
But in this case, the choir don't sing.
All I want to say to you is all I hear is blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty whore.
These are supposed to be clean lyrics.
I mean, that's not even that bad of a word.
You don't even think, or your grandma didn't think that, well, S-H-I-T was a cuss word. It's definitely...
But I don't say that word.
A cuss word.
Just Mama did.
No, you don't cuss at all. It's really frustrating.
Mama said that it wasn't a cuss word. It was just a dirty word.
I don't even know what the difference would be.
I mean, that's what my... Growing up, that's what my bird's name was. I didn't name it that. She did.
It was bird.
Mm-hmm. Because it made a mess.
It was like...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So also on Tuesday, we both went to the chiropractor, got adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, when you do go to the chiropractor, I have to force you to go. How much better do you feel when you leave?
Here's how I feel about massages and chiropractor. I know it needs to be done, but every time I'm in there, I just can't help but to think of other things I should be doing or could be doing.
Mm-hmm. But how much better did you feel walking out than walking in?
Yeah, a lot better.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. You know, it's good. Uh-huh. It's good for the body.
Yeah.
Just like working out.
And it lasts you usually a couple of weeks. And then you're down for the count again with your shoulders and your neck and all that jazz. And then you go, you get adjusted and you feel so much better. Maybe one day you'll listen to me.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Probably not.
But in the meantime, let's have a kid.
Yeah. So it went back to my original prenatals this week, which is Garden of Life. Ran out of my samples. Was so scared to go back on them. Went back on them. And
I'm going to be honest. Well. I am so confused on what prenatals you're taking because we've talked about it so many times and different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're taking Garden of Life.
Yes.
You get them over the counter.
Yes.
These are not from your doctor.
No, I buy
from
your samples.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the same brand as our probiotics that we usually take.
So you gave up on your chocolate stuff.
Yeah, because it was a debacle. I loved those chocolate wafer multivitamins. Because I went to the doctor wrote a prescription.
Okay.
Had them filled, went to get them. They didn't have them. They had to special order them. Went back in to get them after they were special ordered. And they go, oh, we never ordered them because we never spoke to your doctor. I feel like that happens all the time with us with pharmacies. So instead of like chasing that wild goose, I was like, forget it. I'm going to go back to my originals and see how that works. Yeah. It worked well.
And it's been working.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you found something that worked. And you're on them regularly now, right?
I am.
Good.
Yeah. I'm taking them every day at lunch. I started the first couple of days at bedtime and then I switched to lunchtime. Don't really know why, but it did. So, and it's working and I have no side effects whatsoever. Started wearing maternity clothes this week.
Which I'm happy about because you kept complaining about this stuff while we were in Florida. And I kept telling you, get some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't want to like be uncomfortable and pressing on the baby with, you know, too tight of jeans or trying to, you know, keep your cleavage in with too tight of bras.
Well, I'm talking about clothes here. I placed an order for some maternity underwear and a bra extender. Haven't received it yet.
What are you secretly writing over there?
I'm just taking notes.
I feel like I'm being graded, like by a psychologist, and I can't see what you're writing.
Guess you'll find out later.
Okay.
So yes, I ordered myself some maternity underwear. Okay. I got on Facebook. I think I put it on the Hello Bump Facebook page this week, and I posted it was this week. I posted and I said, "Hey guys, what maternity underwear do you like?" The overwhelming response was everybody saying, "I wore my regular underwear."
Hmm.
Mine was like cutting off my circulation.
Yeah, I mean, how does that work? Because obviously a lot of women get larger in areas like that, like their butt and stuff. How are people wearing normal underwear?
I feel like everybody was just lying. They all sit on a throne of lies because, I mean, honestly.
Which is why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, because I'm going to freaking tell the truth. Here's the thing. And it made me really mad because it made me feel very like I was getting too large too quick.
You're not getting large at all.
I understand that. But when I'm saying to my followers I'm writing a post and I'm saying, hey, fellow moms, fellow pregnant women, I'm week 18. I need some new undies. What do you guys suggest? And the majority of them say, didn't have to buy maternity underwear my entire pregnancy. So you were telling me that for 40 weeks, you were able to fit into your extra small, medium, whatever size underwear for all 40 weeks of your pregnancy and it never cut off your circulation. What is wrong with me that I'm at 18 weeks and it's already hurting me? Like, you can attest to the fact that they were like leaving horrible lines on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a CK girl. I love my Calvin Kleins. Love them. They just were like literally digging into me. So I bought 3 pairs on Amazon. Can't wait for them to get here and try them out because I need some relief.
Yeah.
I just need some relief.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the bra extender too. I mean, like, and at what point do you go out and buy new bras for them to, and then does your bra size and your boob size go back after you're done with the pregnancy and after you're done nursing?
I guess
and then
so
then you just wore these bras for these handful of months and then that's it. You know, I don't know. Like, I maybe I'm just being really cheap here, but I bought the extender because I'm like, I just want to get as much use out of my bra as I can before I have to go and buy a new one. So we'll see. Right. We'll see.
Hey, baby is as big as an artichoke.
Yes, baby is as big as an artichoke. She is also yawning, hiccuping, sucking, and swallowing, according to the Bump app.
I had read that she was actually growing some hair, like beginning growing some hair. And that also, I think this week is when they talked about vernix, which is like a white oily coating. And I've always seen that. And pregnancy photos, you see like video and pregnancy photos of these babies coming out and
they got the slime on them.
Yeah, let's be honest. They look gooey and gross.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered what that was. Like, why did they, I always thought that was their skin, like being chapped. Like, you know how your skin sits in a bathtub and it gets kind of like white around your,
yeah.
I thought that's what that was. Just chapped skin.
I just figured it was afterbirth.
That's a, one of my words that I don't want to hear. And I don't exactly know what it means.
Afterbirth. Afterbirth. Afterbirth.
Angela, you're just, this is annoying. You're annoying now. So vernix is a white oily coating that kind of protects the baby and its skin actually from getting chapped, I think. Let me pull this back up on my phone because I had read that and I thought, oh, that's so interesting. I always knew that something was like going on, but I didn't know what it was. Oh, and I think I read somewhere that the baby, like, she's developing her cervix right now. That's so crazy that all these things are happening and things that, you know, hopefully one day she'll be able to start a family and all that. Here's the
thing, I'm going to just put your stuff out on Front Street right now. I don't trust you.
About what?
About any of these facts that you're spewing. Do you know why? Because you read ahead.
But who always wins at Jeopardy?
Right, you're a researcher, which is what I'm saying. You read ahead.
I know facts.
I feel like I can't trust you because you read ahead.
Well, that's a bigger problem.
Just saying. Speaking about the baby and, well, let's just talk about a little bit about symptoms. One thing I read about on one of the emails, because I subscribed to what, like 5 different pregnancy apps? One of the emails on one of the days this week talked about the pregnancy mask. What the frickin' heck is a pregnancy mask?
It's a superhero mom. Clearly.
No, it's not that.
Yeah,
pleasant.
It's a new Marvel character.
No.
Pregnant mom.
Let me just.
Her belly shoots out and knocks people back, therefore winning the day. Pregnant mom.
You are such a nerd.
By nerd, do you mean stud?
No, I mean nerd. Mr. Nipple. I can see your nip right now. He's got like one of those muscle shirts on, guys, that like a muscle shirt that like cuts like in. My dad always wears those. You are now wearing them and I can see your left nip. It's just like out on display.
Why are you, what's this have to do with this podcast?
It's just because like you're totally nerding out, but you've got your nipple on display.
What of it?
That's what I'm saying. Anyways, yes, says that there's a pregnancy mask. Didn't put too much research into it because I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that look like?
I don't want to know.
Like a skin rash? Is that what you're talking about?
Probably. Because, I mean, like, what other unpleasant things can happen to my body?
Probably a lot, I'm going to be honest.
Hemorrhoids. Yeah, that's coming down the pike, I'm sure. Literally.
Well, I mean, that and your vagina stretches to the size of a watermelon, but, you know.
Yeah, well, that is unavoidable.
Coming up on week 39, fellow bump.
Unavoidable. Okay, so the one thing I want to say is that from the time that we started this podcast, which I think now is right around 3 weeks, the feedback from followers on social media about the podcast, about the things that we've posted and talked about and blogged about and everything has been so overwhelmingly positive. I mean, you can attest to that. It's just been...
Everyone's been really supportive.
I mean, the amount of women who've reached out, you know, via email, direct messages, comments, whatever, you know, either in their pregnancy right now, or just reminiscing about their pregnancy. Even some, their kids are in their 30s. It's just, it's been amazing just hearing their experiences and like how they relate to us. And it's just been really great. However, we got our first negative comments. Is that what I'm looking to say?
I don't know if it was our first negative, but this,
it was in this realm for pregnancy.
But this sort of stood out to us. I know where you're going with this because, yeah, it'd be nice to chat about it for a quick second. But yeah, I don't know if it was our first negative or whatever. And it's not like we're
about pregnancy. I feel like it's definitely the first negative thing.
Okay. But it bothered us.
Yeah.
This certain feedback.
Yeah. Okay. So we have new episodes that go up Monday and they go up Wednesday, and every Wednesday afternoonish, I go on to my blog. I upload both podcast episodes to my blog. So if you're listening to this right now and didn't know that, just know that they are on my blog every Wednesday. And then I recap both episodes. Sometimes I give a little bit more behind the scenes of the podcast. And also I talk about where I'm at right now, as opposed to where I was at the time that we actually recorded those episodes. So this week we were recapping and we were talking about the episode with the council testing, which is the genetic testing. Never in a million years would I have expected to get the feedback that we did. I mean, would you have?
Well, no, because we didn't know.
We didn't know.
But go ahead and say what it was.
Okay. It was just a handful of comments about the fact that, you know, being Christians, we're supposed to be able to trust that God's going to take everything, take care of everything. By doing these tests, it's basically saying that we're allowing ourselves the option to terminate the pregnancy should there be some sort of issue there. And that couldn't be any further from the truth. And that just really affected me, because we didn't know that that test was optional.
So this is a little bit twofold. Number one, we did not know that this was an optional test. We were actually sort of led to believe that this was a mandatory test. No one gave the option, or if it was optional, no one said, you can take this or you don't have to take this, up to you. As far as we knew, this was a mandatory blood test, genetic test that we had to take.
And we had no idea there was an out-of-pocket expense. Nobody explained that to us.
And to be truthful, we still don't know if it's mandatory or not. Or if our doctors...
Based off of what everybody was saying on my blog...
They're saying no.
Yeah.
It was not mandatory. But
I felt like I got a little bit of a verbal spanking about it.
But we are led to believe that it was mandatory, or at least our doctors made it seem like it was mandatory, so we did it. We had having no idea that implication was even on that test about, oh, if certain abnormalities come back, then you can terminate the pregnancy. So that's the first fold. We're a little annoyed that we might have gotten, I don't know, not duped, but just led to believe that this was mandatory, because this kind of speaks for that documentary we've already talked about, that Ricky Lake documentary, The Business of Being Born, where hospitals and certain things, they have these protocols that they do, and a lot of it is to make money. And so we're kind of wondering, you know, scratching our heads going, okay, so we were told we had to do this, therefore the doctor and the company that does the test make money. I'm sure the doctor gets kickback for that. Were we kind of duped here?
Right.
Having to pay this money.
Right.
So on the second front, people thought that we were getting this test because, again, we might terminate if something was wrong.
Right.
First of all, we never thought that. Without getting into a political thing or not, we respect everybody's, you know, whatever they do is their opinion and that's their thing. Obviously,
this isn't a political podcast.
No, I have no control. We have no control over what someone else does. Terminating a pregnancy like that is not for me and Angela. That's not what we would do. So
it would never be an option for us.
Right.
Personally. However, I do want to say that I have no regrets doing the genetic counsel testing. And had I known that it was optional, and had I known that there was a fee involved, I would have had a conversation with you, but I would have personally wanted to do it. And here's why. Because I found out that I carry a disease that I had no idea I had. And you found out that you had genetic mutations in your blood that you had no idea about.
Yeah.
had those gotten passed down to our soon-to-be born daughter, that wouldn't have affected our decision to carry out the pregnancy whatsoever.
No.
Whatsoever. But now I know, and my doctors are aware, that I have a deficiency where I cannot handle anesthesia. That could potentially save my life.
Sure. Things about it were beneficial. Some of the comments that we were getting were from people who either were or know or just firmly believe in, you know, not terminating their pregnancy. We were getting some comments from people that had what you would call genetic mutations or abnormalities. I hate using the word because I don't want to say like, oh, they're not normal, but genetically that's the case is what was going on. And, you know, some people like that saying, well, you know, are you saying that if this person, if your baby was like me, would you terminate your baby? And
never.
And no, I mean, this is kind of maybe silly to bring up, but me and Angela love the show Born This Way. It's a reality show. It's a docuseries that follows the lives of several adults in LA living with Down syndrome. And we think some of those kids and young adults are like the sweetest things ever.
I mean, we've literally had conversations where we have talked about potentially one day adopting a child with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
We've had very serious conversations about that. We wouldn't have those conversations about something like that and then turn around, find out that there's something potentially genetically wrong with our own child that we are carrying, and then terminate that pregnancy. That's just not an option for us.
Yeah.
So it really bothered me, because just because I allowed a test to happen, or in their minds, they think these people assumed that I opted for this test. And so that also means that they assumed that we were looking for an out. And that's not the case here. And I feel like that just goes to show what the internet can be sometimes.
Well, here's the thing.
It's really frustrating.
Obviously, people,
I'm just venting.
People are going to
assume the worst.
Well, what I was going to say is people are going to very much disagree with us about a lot of things and
always
probably be offended at us about a lot of things. However, we just felt like that was a pretty big one that we wanted to kind of address.
Yeah.
But listen, we're not going to sit here and read comments and like address everybody's negative comment.
No, we're definitely not going to do that. But that one just, I felt like it affected my
it didn't sit well.
Not my personality, but it affected my character, and I didn't like that. And listen, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and look down on somebody for the decisions that they make. I'm only responsible for myself, and you're only responsible for us as well, you and I. And so it's just, for us, that's not something that we would ever do. So end of story. Moving on, we're going to have a better topic now. Let's talk about the fact that I went to my first event. Well, not my first event, but my second event since being pregnant. I went to an event for Dry Bar with my sweet friend, Julie Solomon, who's also a podcaster. And I wore heels.
How'd that turn out for you?
Not so good. Yeah, not so good. I came home with horrible back pain. Horrible. Mama just can't do what she used to do, huh? I think that's the bottom line. I just can't wear the cute shoes anymore.
You can't walk them streets.
Wait. Lanter. Is that where you got me? You picked me up on the street corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Made eye contact, fell in love, had to wife up a hooker.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
And now this hooker's got to put orthopedic gels in her high heels.
I took you to the penthouse, the Beverly Wilshire.
Pretty woman.
Walking down the street.
It's a great movie. We just watched that not long ago. Yeah. But I think I might need some orthopedic gels in my heels. I think that's the bottom line.
Where do you get that? You can go to CVS and get those,
I'm gonna have to try it. I mean, like, I don't really know what else I could do other than not wear them. And that's not really an option for me. So, okay. This week, I've had a little bit of bad gas. Just putting that out there.
Okay.
Also, we had the debut of the Santa Belly.
We had Mrs. Angela Santa Belly Claus because
you said that I really popped this week.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Pop goes the belly. It's the weirdest thing. I didn't really feel like Angela had, she wasn't showing that much. And then out of nowhere, just boom. Just like, bah, bah, bah. It's just out now.
It was as if I woke up one morning and it was just there.
Yeah, it was strange.
And I'm carrying very high, which they say if you're carrying a girl, you kind of go out. But for me, I went up. Because they say that boy is all in the front and girls, you just kind of get wide. I'm just going like out and up.
But that's good. I mean,
yeah, I don't want to be wide.
Yeah, you'd rather go out than go
wide.
Horizontal.
Yeah, I want to be like my mom always said that you could never tell from behind that she was pregnant. And that's how I want to be.
Okay. So you got this belly going now. So
I do. It's out there.
We'll see where it takes you.
Large and in charge.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to touch on. A little bit more of a somber topic.
Uh-oh.
It's because I don't really know what spurred this on, but I've been having like kind of not, maybe scary is not the right word, but like very, maybe it's realistic thoughts about how different our life is going to be.
These are the thoughts that I had immediately and that I always have before like I get married and before we have even, you know, try to have a kid. And I feel like you always reprimand me for this stuff. Like, what does that mean? You don't want to marry me? And I'm like, no, doesn't mean that. It just means this is realistic. It's okay, in my opinion, to be nervous about the unknown.
I think that it's because this week there's been a lot of talk about baby showers in Ohio. And it just kind of hit me that this will be the last time that you and I go to Ohio, just the two of us, probably ever.
So on the flip side of that, I think you and I both know that having the kid and not going to Ohio by ourselves anymore is going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. It's just been a little bit awakening, I guess, is the right word. It's not scary. I'm not scared.
I am. I mean, yeah, well, scared in the traditional sense, no. But I know what you're saying because that's what I've been feeling. And when you really sit down and think about how life is going to change, it's a scary thought. It's a scary thought for me to, you know, everyone says, oh, get your sleep now. And yeah. Just everything that comes with it. You'll never have just me and you again. And people say, oh, well, you can go out on dates and stuff. But I mean, realistically, it's just our life changes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to change. Our priorities change. Like our Saturdays are no longer about us. And I don't mean to sound like selfish, like this is in any way a hindrance. But again, it just goes back to the unknown is always scary in any situation, not just a pregnancy thing, but just human nature. People are scared of the unknown. And it's a nervous thought, you know, because life's going to change so much.
Right. I think it's because pregnancy is becoming so much more real to me now that I can feel her move so much and so frequently. And by the way, this is just a really cute story, but the night that you got to feel her move for the first time, she was being crazy. Like she was like all over the place being so active. And you kind of freaked out a little bit. Do you remember? You're like, what is she doing in there? Is she okay? Is there like, is the cord around her neck? Like, is she like trying to let us know that something's wrong? Like, is everything okay? And
yeah, I've heard so many stories about the umbilical cord being wrapped around the baby's neck. I've known so many people. My sister was like that. I can't remember if I've mentioned that or not before, but so yeah, it kind of makes me think. I'm like, you know, that's a lot of moving.
Well, what's weird is that, my friend Melissa, which you guys have at this point already heard the episode with Melissa and Justin, she is exactly the same as I am, but she's not really feeling baby movement yet, but I'm feeling it so much, like so much. So it's crazy because our kid is so active, which is kind of a little bit scary. Because is she going to come out like being like crazy wild active?
Yeah, like running around like nuts.
I wasn't like that as a kid. Were you?
I don't know.
You were a big baby and I'm scared about that.
I was what, 8 pounds, 10 ounces?
You were basically a niner.
I was a niner. Niner. I got an 8 pound, 10 ounce niner here.
I think you're 8'12".
Niner.
Anyways. So
I heard a story about someone the other day was a 12 pound baby.
You know who that was?
Who?
Hold on. Smart Passive Income.
Wow.
Remember? Pat
Flynn.
Yep. He began his episode talking about that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's doing big things.
That's insane.
That's doing big things. And his poor mom was like, wasn't she like 4'11"?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's nuts.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so I just wanted to have that real moment of like just human thought with you guys and share that, because I feel like so many of you have probably been through that. And I feel like I've gotten a lot of comments lately about women who are reflecting about how it's not going to be just them and their husbands anymore.
Mm-hmm. And if you have anything to say about that, like some encouragement, go ahead and comment and tell us. And if you don't, and you kind of agree with that, you know, it is scary, then shut your mouth. And don't say anything to us.
Well, hey, let's talk about that for a second, because I've had quite a few people ask, where should they go to comment about the podcast? Because on iTunes, okay, first of all, if you're listening to this, please, 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 as soon as this episode's over, go to iTunes, rate and review us, because that is how we grow on the iTunes chart. We need you guys to do that. That helps us so much, and it's so much easier to do that on your computer than your iPhone. We watched last night, our friend Cece tried to do it on her iPhone. It would not go through. So just computer's the easiest way. But Mr. Lanter, what would be the best way so that we can see their comments about the particular episodes? Would you say to tweet us? Would you say to write on Hello Bump Podcast Facebook page? Would you say wait until Facebook or my blog post goes up on Wednesdays?
I don't know. I mean, I do read, and so do you. We read all the reviews on iTunes.
Yep.
So that'd be a great place to do it. But other than
that, you leave a review on iTunes, I don't think you can leave a second one. So it's not something that you can keep going back and doing.
Well, I don't know. What would you say on Angela Lanter?
Blog post.
AngelaLanter.com?
Yeah. I try my darndest to respond back to everybody. I really do. I've been getting a lot of Instagram DMs, and I try my best to get back to you guys, but I have at any given point like way over 100 right now, and I can't, and it's just like constantly coming in and cycling. So I'm having a really hard time keeping up with that. So if you guys could maybe, you know, funnel that to the blog on Wednesdays when the new episodes go up, that could kind of help me. And I sit here and I read the blog post comments to you as well. So we both get to hear them. We both know what's going on. And honestly, I love hearing from you guys, because you guys make us feel a lot more normal when it's not just us who's feeling a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah, so. We love it. We love it when you comment, and we love reading stuff from you guys.
Well,
so
it feels like we've cultivated a little bit of a little family, like a little, our Hello Bumpers.
Is that what they are?
I call them my Hello Bumpers.
Bumpers.
My blog followers are my gorgeous girls, but maybe our podcasters will be our bumpers.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So yeah, that is all I have for week 18. We will catch you guys.
That's it.
In week 19, which will be episode 14. Oh, it's not going to be for week 19. But next Friday, which is August 25th, which if you guys are listening to this, will be in the past for you, will be our second level ultrasound. And we're like really excited about that.
Looking forward to it.
Because the doctor said it's the highlight of the pregnancy. So anyways, we will catch you guys at week 19.
All right, then. See you later, bumpers.
Bye, guys.